Om Shanti. 28th November 2018, Wednesday. Today's blessing is, may you be a master almighty authority, and with the authority of self-sovereignty, attain the authority of the kingdom of the world. Those who have the authority of self-sovereignty, Swarajya Sattadhari, at this time, that is, who are conquerors of their senses, can attain the authority of the kingdom of the world. Only those who have a right to self-sovereignty can become those who have a right to the kingdom of the world. So check, is the soul a master of the mind, intellect and sanskars, which are the powers of the soul? Does your mind control you, or do you control your mind? Do your sanskars sometimes pull you? The stage of one with the right to self-sovereignty is constantly a master, almighty authority, who lacks none of the powers. So Baba is telling us to become self-sovereign, Swarajya Adhikari. Only those who are self-sovereign become or have the right to the kingdom of the world. So to become self-sovereign means to have control over three things. The soul should be the master of mind, intellect and sanskars. So to have this self-sovereignty, one must master these three things, which are the subtle energies of the soul. And unless and until one becomes that, one cannot have the right to the kingdom of the world. So there are three questions hidden here. These are the three potential energies of the soul: the mind, the intellect and sanskar. Baba is asking, does your mind control you, or you control the mind, or do sometimes sanskar pull you? So out of these three, which is the most difficult to control? The mind, the intellect, or the sanskars? Mind is most difficult to control. What about sanskar? Mind is not automatic, but sanskars, they have become automatic. Mind, yes, you can channelize the mind. You can focus the mind. You can control the mind by various techniques and various methods. But sanskars are established pattern. Sanskars, just remove the word sanskar and replace it by habits. They are very deep rooted. Even replace the word habit, addictions. Every addict knows that what he is addicted to is not good for him and for his family. And in spite of that, he cannot de-addict. Throughout the day, he might be thinking against smoking or against alcohol, but as the evening approaches, automatically he is pulled to the bar. So which is most difficult to control? Now, all three are very tough. But sanskars have become deep rooted. Sanskars are operating at a very, very deep level. Now, which is deeper? These are the three words. Sanskar, habits and addiction, what is the difference between the three? Sanskars, habits and addictions, these are the three things. Sanskar, what is the difference? Addictions become habit, become sanskar, and all the three are not operating at the conscious level. They all are at the subconscious level. If suppose this is the iceberg, only one part is above and 1/9 is below. So all the three are at a deeper level, but habits are somewhere here. They all are like second nature, but habits, they become deeper and they become addictions. Habits everybody will have, but not everyone is addict. And addictions, even at a deeper plane, we may call them as sanskar. Though there is, it is not written anywhere. It could be like this, or it could be, you can put habit here and addiction here, or even sanskar here sometimes and habit down, whatever. But addicts are very different people. For example, drug addicts, alcohol addicts, smoking addicts, these are the people who are addicted. And there are specialized centers for them. For habits, we don't have any such centers. Habits, if you want to create new habits, it is possible. But breaking addictions need treatment. Yesterday in our hospital, this person from Abu, who is a chronic alcoholic, but from last 1 year he had totally given up. And he met us so many times that now I have given up. He works in this Hilton hotel. And now everything is fine. But from last 4 days, he again started drinking. And yesterday he got admitted. And 2 days before, his wife got admitted because she was so much disturbed. So this man was good, all right, for 1 year. And before 1 year, every 15 days or 20 days, he used to have that alcohol binge. But somehow the addiction reappeared. So there are a lot of relapses in habits, in addictions. So Baba is telling us to control these three things. If you control this, all three things, then only you are self-sovereign or self-mastery. First is thoughts. Yes, in Gita also it has been asked, this mind is tempestuous, very difficult to control. Chanchalam mana Krishna, hey Krishna, tell me what I should do to control this mind. To controlling mind is like controlling the wind. I cannot. And then there are ways and means which are told. Abhyasena tu kaunteya, vairagyena cha guhyate. With the practice of disinterest and dispassion and practice, with these two things you can control the mind. By creating vairag, by creating practice, you can control the mind. Intellect. Intellect, to control intellect means, in today's Sakar Murli Baba said, your intellect has become very sharp. Your intellect has become very, very sharp, very keen, very shrewd. So intellect can also be channelized. But the most important thing is controlling sanskars. Because sanskars have become deep-rooted habits. Sanskars are operating at a very, very deeper level of subconscious mind. And most of the sanskars are, we are not even aware of them, that they exist. And suddenly they appear like a ghost from the tomb, like a child from the womb, in the poetic language. So habits, addictions, sanskars. Now the question is, whatever you call it, any name out of these three, how to control them? How to control them? Before that, one thing you need to understand, addictions are of two types, positive addictions and negative addictions. Negative addictions means all the illicit drugs or vices or waste thinking or overthinking or HSP, highly sensitive nature. The list is endless. Carelessness, that's an addiction. Inattention has become an addiction. Or giving excuses has become an addiction. Or falsehood has become an addiction. Or overeating has become an addiction. So there's a big list. There are positive addictions also, like meditation is a positive addiction. To get up early in the morning for Amrit Vela is a positive addiction. Just as if you don't do anything here, if an addict doesn't take alcohol, he feels restless and develops withdrawal symptoms. So also, a person who is doing Amrit Vela every day at 3 o'clock, if he doesn't do for 2 days, he will feel restless. Because that is also an addiction. So Amrit Vela is an addiction. Churning Murli is also an addiction. If somebody is deeply contemplating on this knowledge and churning each and every point, and suppose you do some seva, he gets busy somewhere and doesn't get chance to churn knowledge, he will feel restless. So there would be some withdrawal symptoms there also. So addictions are of two types, positive as well as negative. In today's Murli, Baba said, keep on churning throughout the night. Keep on churning throughout the night. Also, every time, har samay. So, addictions can be positive, addictions can be negative. Anything. Now, another thing is, how much time it takes to create an addiction? 60 minutes per day. Per day, keep on doing one particular thing for 60 minutes. And keep on doing this for next 3 months. It will become a firm addiction. And if you don't do that thing, you will feel restless to do that. A sense of restlessness, uneasiness will arise. You will feel ill at ease if you don't do that thing. It will get so deeply entrenched into the gray matters that you have to do it. You will be forced. There will be, you know, there is something known as compulsion. In all addiction, there is compulsion. So just as we have forms of negative sanskar, some negative habits, this negative addictions could be inferiority complex, that could be superiority complex, that could be blame game, that could be self-victimization, overthinking, oversensitiveness, guilt consciousness, anything. Person feels guilt conscious every time. He sets some higher goal for himself, and at the end of the day, when he finds that he is not able to live up to those goals, he gets depressed, despondent, and a guilt conscience peeps in. So even that's an addiction. So first thing is to find out to what things I have become addicted. What are the negative things? What are those things because of which my purusharth is, my effort is badly suffering? What are those addictions? And one of the greatest negative addictions in today's world is digital addiction. Digital addiction. There's a joke, and a teacher asks a student, what is your permanent address? And he says, www.facebook.com. So that is his permanent address. You know, there are rehab centers for such things. So there's one lady who got addicted to internet. And when she was told that there is a rehabilitation center for de-addiction, you should please join. She said, she was told that now internet addiction is a official mental disorder. And a rehab center has been opened, please join. She said, I will join, provided they have a Wi-Fi there. Otherwise, I am not going to join. So people have got so much addiction. YouTube addiction, WhatsApp addiction, Facebook addictions, texting addiction. Texting. Recently in the newspaper there was a news that one girl got admitted in Bangalore NIMHANS for texting addiction. She would keep on texting at least 6 hours every day. And that's why her parents got her admitted. Now treatment is going on. So, anything can become addiction. Now just see the process of addiction. The one basic thing in addiction is repetition of things. As I said, keep on doing anything for 1 hour every day and repeating that for 3 months. For example, keep on meditating for 1 hour every day and repeat that for 3 months. After 3 months, if somebody tells you that stop meditation now, there is no need. And somebody warns you that if you meditate, then the results would be disastrous. Just stop meditating. You will feel restless to meditate. You will feel restless to get detached from the body. So anything can become addiction. So now to control addiction, to control sanskar, or the process of sanskar transformation starts with understanding sanskars, understanding addictions. And if an alcoholic doesn't accept that he has become addicted, there is no chance that he would ever get rid of that addiction. So first of all, accept that thing. Addiction could be anything. Addiction of hurting others. As addiction of pessimism, negative thinking. Addiction of masochism or sadistic pleasures. There are people who derive a lot of pleasures in hurting others. That is also masochistic pleasures or sadistic pleasures in hurting oneself. Self-punishment, self-flagellation. So, first of all, the treatment for addiction starts with acceptance. Accept. And then second is working on the subconscious mind, and that is known as hypnosis. You know, hypnosis is one of the techniques which is fast growing, mushrooming all over the world for addictions. Some affirmations are made and then you keep on repeating those auto suggestions, some audios, some subliminal music, and at the time of sleeping, even yoga nidra for that matter is one of the ways to addiction. So hypnosis, mesmerization, this keep on repeating the thing. In our language of knowledge, we will say self-respect soman. Take up one soman and keep on repeating it for a long time. I am a supremely pure soul. I am supremely pure soul, and enter into the depth of that. Catch those divine sanskars of the golden age. So when these things are done, it is just like self-hypnosis or self-mesmerization or self-auto-suggestions which one keeps on giving. And that's a way to de-addict from vices. So here, accepting that yes, we are addicted. Second, first accepting that this sanskar is very powerful. This sanskar is definitely powerful. And if this sanskar has been going on from last 1 year, one day is not enough. It will take at least some days or months to root it out. So accept that it is there. Yes, it is there. And now I will work on that. Second, as I said, it's hypnosis. And then third, yoga nidra. At the time of sleep, when you are just lying on the bed, that is the fertile time when the subconscious mind is active. At that time, keep on giving suggestion to your mind that yes, I have got rid of this. This, suppose somebody is attached to somebody, but too much attachment is there. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said at one place, if you remember your bodily relationship, you will become dirty. It's only the remembrance of the father that makes you pure. Otherwise, everything, every other remembrance makes you dirty. So, keep on de-addicting, keep on, that is in psychology known as aversion therapy. Aversion means create hatred for the things you want to get rid of. Suppose a person is addicted to smoking, keep on having negative thoughts about smoking. Think negatively about smoking. If person is addicted to alcohol, think of the disadvantages, think of the damages, think of the disturbance, distress, the pain, the misery, the anguish alcohol is causing in life. So, any addiction, at the time of sleep, think negatively about that thing. That I have no relation with that person or that relationship, that all the vices I hate, creating hatred. That is known as aversion therapy. That is also one of the ways of de-addiction. So, hypnosis, yoga nidra, aversion therapy, accepting the things, and then forming new habits. Forming new habits of gyan, forming habit of churning, forming habit of discussing knowledge, forming new habits of meditating, forming new habits of being in the proximity of nature, forming new habits of self-talking, talking with Baba, calling Baba again and again, seeking His help, being with Him. So all this, creating new neural pathways. Neurology calls it neuroplasticity. This is an upgrowing concept which is coming up. Neuroplasticity. When a new habit is formed, a new neural tract is formed in the brain. Keep on doing something every day. Even though you don't like, but keep on doing that particular thing. If you know that the result would be good. The simple thing is churning knowledge. Everybody knows knowledge. Everybody has that knowledge in the intellect. Baba said in today's Murli, this knowledge should keep on dribbling in your intellect. This knowledge should keep on dribbling in your intellect all the time. So everybody knows the importance of knowledge. Everybody goes to center. Everybody listens to Murli. Everybody comes back and they write on multiple points and try to revise or sometimes relate knowledge. But one thing is definitely missing, and that is churning, contemplating on this knowledge deeply. Baba said, go within Gehrai and the Ghabrat and the fear will go away. Unknown fears are there in the mind. If we ask ourselves, probably we will not able to say that I am without any fear. Some unknown fears, phobias are within me. Fear of losing somebody, losing something, fear of losing the post, fear of diseases, fear of public defamation, something are there. Some deep seated fears are there. To understand oneself, to get to know oneself is the biggest thing. To know my own sanskars. And one more thing in addiction is identifying triggers. Identifying triggers. An alcoholic who has given up alcohol from 1 year, suddenly there is a fight at home. His wife stirs a brawl with him and he gets depressed and he starts drinking. So that fight has become a trigger. A person who has given up an addiction for 2 years and suddenly he goes for interview and he fails. Depression, addiction, trigger again goes back to the same. Actually he feels that drinking is a release phenomenon, but it's a vicious cycle. He gets trapped. So it is very dangerous. So another thing is identifying triggers. What are the triggers for vices? What are the things that trigger vices? There are many things. There are a lot of triggers for lust, for example. Person feels I am very, very pure. And person feels I have got rid of it. And suddenly he sees something, hears something, or sees somebody, and that rekindles lust. So identifying trigger is very important thing. Anything which has become sanskar will have some triggers. And the moment that trigger will come, the sanskar will emerge. Otherwise, that sanskar will lie dormant. A trigger is there. If it comes, then only the sanskar arises. Identifying triggers is a very important thing. Sometimes illness is a trigger. When one gets physically ill, one feels lonely. And one feels lonely, he goes back to internet. One of the internet addiction trigger is loneliness or depression or illness or failure or disturbance or any fight in family. Anything could be trigger. So identifying triggers. So this is something about addictions, sanskars, habits. As we have seen in last two classes here, 21 new habits. So, for habit, what is needed is 1 hour every day and keep on doing for 3 months. Anything. Every day forcefully do that new thing. If you know that this is the best habit and I should have this habit, create that habit by force. Create that habit by force. And one of the habit I said is churning knowledge. Keep on churning this knowledge all the time, throughout the day, whenever you get time, so that no single thought that arises in the mind is something very, very apart from knowledge. All our thoughts and knowledge, they should become one. They should mingle together. Okay? So, today's blessing, Baba is saying, become the authority of self-sovereignty. At this time, become the conqueror of the senses. Identify which is the sense that deceives me the most. Eyes, ears, taste, what? Touch, what? Only those who have the right to self-sovereignty can become those who have the right to the kingdom of the world. So check, is the soul a master of the mind, intellect and sanskars? Which are the powers of the soul? Does your mind control you or you control your mind? Do your sanskars sometimes pull you? If there is any deep-rooted sanskar and that keeps on emerging again and again, there is a need to stop. Go in silence. Go in solitude. Get detached. And focus on that sanskar. See that sanskar in the eye, in the face, and then devise some method. So check, is the soul a master of the mind, intellect and sanskar? The stage of one who has the right to self-sovereignty is constantly master almighty authority, who lacks none of the power. So this is about today's Vardhan. Om Shanti.